With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A mass casualty event has been declared after a tornado plowed through an RV park in Lakeview, Ohio, leaving people under the wreckage. The National Weather Service warned there was a very dangerous half-mile-wide tornado on the ground, and it was damaging homes and structures. Indiana State Police say there are many significant injuries after a tornado went through the community of Winchester on Thursday. The tornado was part of a storm system that also unleashed suspected twisters in Ohio and Kentucky. Milton resident James Ashton says it was the type of storm that was hard to find a safe place to be.
There ain't nothing you can do, but it's going to get you, There ain't nowhere to go here.
Sound courtesy WCPO. Denver could see over a month's worth of snow as a storm system continues to hit the state. Mountains west of Denver got more than 3 feet. Denver may get the most snow it's gotten in 3 years, with 12 to 18 inches possible. Also at SRNNews.com, the Republican-led Tennessee House advances a proposal that would require law enforcement agencies in the state to communicate with federal immigration officials if they discover people in the country illegally.
The legislation would broadly mandate cooperation in the process of identifying, catching, detaining, and deporting immigrants deemed to be here illegally. Critics say it will create confusion because federal law says it is voluntary for states and local governments to get involved. The vote coincides with efforts in other Republican-led states to inject more state and local involvement in immigration enforcement. Action on the Tennessee bill now moves to the GOP-led Senate floor. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The father of a Michigan school shooter is found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. This is SRN News. A church in Peoria, Illinois, opens its doors to a hurting neighborhood.
Reachway Church of the Nazarene is a five-year-old church plant that's using its building to help people who need housing and who struggle with substance abuse. With fewer than 50 regular attendees, the congregation raised $12,000 to renovate part of the church building to add a shower, a kitchenette, and clothes closet for donations. The pastor encourages all churches who want to impact their community to have an ear to the ground. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A Brooklyn preacher known for his flashy lifestyle is found guilty of wire fraud, attempted extortion, and lying to the FBI. Lamore Miller Whitehead was found guilty of 5 counts this week after a trial in federal court in Manhattan. Prosecutors argued that the preacher let greed overtake him as he looted a parishioner's retirement savings and tried to extort a businessman to fuel his lavish lifestyle. This is SRN News. There's a new rule for cleaning medical equipment.
The Environmental Protection Agency is tightening limits on a chemical used to sterilize medical equipment. The EPA found a higher than expected cancer risk at facilities that use ethylene oxide. It's a gas used to clean devices, including catheters, syringes, and surgical gowns. A new rule is expected to reduce emissions of ethylene oxide by about 90%. The American Lung Association called the rule an important step forward to protect human health from cancer caused by ethylene oxide. The chemical is classified as a pesticide. It's also used to ensure the safety of certain spices and other food products. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Republican lawmakers are close to banning puberty blockers, hormone treatments, and sex change surgery for minors in Kansas over the Democratic governor's expected veto. More details at SRNNews.com.